Our next guest is the director of a fascinating program which promises a rejuvenation experience for caregivers who often devote their energy to caring for others. This program has been a beacon of support for caregivers in Metro Detroit, especially those caring for loved ones living with dementia. On Sunday, April 7th, caregivers will have the opportunity to indulge in a day of dedicated solely to their own enjoyment and well-being, all courtesy of the Brown Program. On the JR Morning Live line is Debbie Benouni. She's director of the Dorothy and Peter Brown Jewish Community Adult Day Program, also known as the Brown Program. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I've always said that, you know, it's a tough job to take care of a loved one who has either dementia or any other type of disability. And I always say, well, who takes care of the caregiver? Because that's a tough job for the caregiver, and who takes care of them. So tell us more about this Caregivers Day Off event that's coming up.
I would be glad to. As you say, it's very hard for caregivers to take care of themselves. Their focus is on their loved one who has needs. And we find often that caregivers have additional health issues because they've neglected themselves. So the Dorothy and Peter Brown program is a partnership between Gesher Human Services and Jewish Senior Life. And we have been very lucky to have the Dee Dee and Michael Perlman Caregivers Fund that covers this program. And twice a year, we create a day specifically for our caregivers. We have specialists come in and do gardening therapy, massage therapy, music therapy. We do educational opportunities and have lunch. And all while that is happening, our dedicated staff provide respite to their loved ones that are living with dementia so that they know that they're safe and cared for and having as wonderful a day as they are.
Wow, that's great.
That is so wonderful. So the logistics are you sign up by this Wednesday and then you bring your loved one with you?
So, yes, the registration is this Wednesday, and it's by calling one of our social workers, Sherilyn Rowe, and her number is 248-592-5032. And what happens is that starting at 10 a.m., our West Bloomfield Brown Center, we have two locations. The one in West Bloomfield is at 6720 West Maple Road. Once you are registered for this program through Sherilyn, starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday, April 7th, you can come in and drop off your loved one at the Brown Center and then drive less than a mile to the Soul Cafe, which is at 5586 Drake Road in West Bloomfield, and they will both have their own opportunities for a meaningful, engaging day at those two different locations.
Can I just say that we've got a partner here who's a dedicated caregiver. Lloyd spends a lot of time taking care of his mom.
As do his siblings.
Yeah.
Round the clock.
He knows what the people that you're serving are up against. But I also know that, and I went through this with my dad, there may be some reluctance on the part of folks to let a stranger into their home to take over their duties, even if only for a short period of time. Tell me about the qualifications of the people who will be stepping in.
So our staff work 5 days a week. We have our dementia-specific adult day program, and they are trained specifically in that need and that care, so they're able to provide assistance if somebody needs it in the restroom. They provide engaging programming. We follow the positive approach to care philosophy created by Tipa Snow, who's renowned in dementia care. And our entire team is trained on a very regular basis on how to care for people, approach for people, and program for people who are living with cognitive changes. That's what we do all day long.
Terrific.
Debbie, what type of feedback have you received from caregivers who maybe participated in previous caregiver days off?
Well, it's actually very emotional for all of my staff when we have one of these days because our caregivers are so grateful We even had a group, I think it was 2 day-off programs ago, where they actually had T-shirts made about being caregivers. They started creating their own lunch group. They've really created a social network of people who understand what they're going through. Mm-hmm. Each person's experience is their own. There's no question about it. However, it really does make a difference to know that you are not alone in the caregiving world, and the upsets that go with that, the exhaustion and being overwhelmed, knowing that there are others who are going through the same thing and they care about you, makes a huge difference.
Do you have enough standby caregivers? And if there's someone within the sound of our voice that says, you know, that sounds like something that would be really rewarding and I want to help other caregivers, how would they go about doing that and apply?
Are you talking about in terms of staff for the Brown Center?
Exactly, for the Brown Center that say, you know, they love the sound of your mission and want to be a part of it.
Well, that's fantastic. Right now we are currently staffed for what we need for our programming, but we're always happy to have volunteers come in and see what we're about and how they can help the community. So they can give us a call. Since I'm already giving out Sherilyn's number, I'll use that one so that we don't confuse anybody about who to call.
That's right.
But it's 248-592-5032. We do have 2 locations, so if you have somebody who's interested in participating in either West Bloomfield or Southfield, there's never too many people in a room to let somebody know that they are accepted as they are and to help provide the programming that's right for them in the moment they're there.
And you have openings available for this caregiver day, correct?
Correct. We currently have about 20 people signed up, so there is still space, but I would ask people to call as soon as possible because it is on a first-come, first-served basis. They do have to talk to our social worker because we do want to know who your loved one is, what their needs are, what their interests are, and how we can best provide for them when they're with us. So definitely make that call. We do have openings. And if we do fill up, we do have another one scheduled in November. So we will make sure to get people on that list as well.
All right. Debbie Benouni, director of the Dorothy and Peter Brown Jewish Community Adult Day Program, also known as the Brown Program. We really appreciate what you're doing. And this is such a great day off for those caregivers who really need it. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
And once again, there are some spaces still available. You can call Sherilyn Rowe, her number 248-592-5032, 248-592-5032. You got a call by March 27th, and verbal confirmation is required for registration to be complete. When we come back, the latest news of the day, and Nolan Finley at 819.